Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you're listening around the world, a very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Thursday, the 8th of March, 2018. Coming up on today's podcast, we will talk about the brand new Rimac C, the Renault Zoe getting more muscle, and the Outlander plug-in hybrid getting a little polish around the edges. But first of all, let's talk about electric vehicle tyres. Tech. The 2018 Geneva International Motor Show has been dominated by headlines of the best of electric vehicles, but Goodyear didn't want to miss out. They used the show to debut their efficient grip performance with electric drive technology tyre, which, apart from being, frankly, a bit of a mouthful, is designed for the latest breed of EVs. Now, according to Goodyear, regular old tyres you'd get on a boring old ICE car can wear up to 30% faster when fitted to an electric vehicle, because in EVs, they all have all the torques. Now, cars like the BMW i3 already come with custom tyres, mainly because they're little skinny, thin ones to have less rolling resistance. And it's not just the next generation of batteries which will give us longer range, it's the rubber we use as well. And finally, well, there's the noise issue. For anyone who's gone into a combustion car after being in an EV for a while, you'll have found yourself shouting because they're so bloomin' loud. Well, the new Goodyear tyres are ultra quiet to match the cars they're fitted on as well. They say the custom tread design prevents sound waves from entering the grooves, which in turn reduces cabin noise. Also in Geneva, Goodyear showed the Oxygen concept tyre. Not just concept cars anymore, but concept tyres as well. It has a unique structure that features living moss growing within the sidewall. The open structure and the tyre's smart tread design apparently absorb and circulate moisture and water from the road surface. That allows photosynthesis to occur, and it releases oxygen back into the air. Okay then. Well, the Rimac Concept 1 was a beast, and when it's not being set on fire by the Grand Tour, it's one of the best examples of how to make a very rapid electric hypercar. Well, now we've seen the Rimac C underscore 2 at the Geneva Motor Show. They teased us with it last month, but now in the flesh, it really does take your breath away. Okay, first of all, let's get specky. The specs are 4 electric motors, 1,914 brake horsepower, 0 to 60 in 1.85 seconds, a top speed of 258 miles an hour, and get this, the front two motors have one gear, whilst the rear two motors have two gears. What kind of a witchcraft is this? Now, the 0 to 184 mile an hour stat, which frankly is something I look for in every car that I buy, is a rather lazy 11.8 seconds. Only 150 of them will ever be made, which I find frankly disappointing because I'm sure we were all about to sell the house, put the dog on eBay and the cat on Craigslist just to raise the cash to buy one. The battery is 120 kilowatt hours. It's liquid cooled and it's good for 400 miles unless you stamp on the electron pedal too hard. They've also built it with level 4 autonomous driving, so in theory, you could buy one of the greatest driving machines ever made and have the car do all the fun bits. Although, if you do use self-driving in places where it's not exactly legal, like here in the UK, the police will probably pull you over and send you to jail forever, with nothing but memories of the time that you once drove that Rimac. Well, Car Magazine posted some wonderful pictures of the Geneva Motor Show. I do urge you to go and check those out. It's great to see these cars actually in the metal. Along with supercars and luxury hybrids, there were some new everyday cars that are arguably way more important. It's the ones that you and I'll buy. And some very purple ones as well. We're talking about you, the Renault Zoe ZE40 R110. Now, the R110 moniker is a reference to the 107 brake horsepower motor. Which, I know what you're thinking, they've missed 110 by 3, but it's still called the R110. It's newly upgraded to 80 kilowatts, and it doesn't provide much more of a gut punch when you pull away from the lights. Let's face it, most EVs do that well enough already. This dramatically improves the 50 to 70 time and motorway driving. Oh, and the new one's very purple. It's so very, very purple. The press pictures a while ago were nice, but they kind of played the colour down. When you see it in the flesh, holy moly, it's all the purple. The new Zoe will also come... No, people will see you coming, let's face it. Well, the new Zoe's going to come with Android Auto, and third-party apps can be used, including Waze, Skype, and things like Messenger as well. No word on whether the charging's going to be any faster. Months ago on Inside EVs, I read an article about future Renault Zoe's coming with CCS, rapid charging socket, and the ability to handle up to 150 kilowatts charging. With a 40 kilowatt hour battery to top up, that would be nice. But I can't find anything either way, so I'm guessing probably not. Right, moving on. Well, can you hear that in the background? That's the rain hitting the window. You know, we had snow last week. It is now tipping it down with rain here where we are recording the podcast today. Sorry if you can hear the noise. The Mitsubishi Outlander is the outrageously popular plug-in which just keeps on selling in Europe. Now, the updated version was shown at Geneva, which is now cleaner, more efficient, smoother, and with a more powerful motor. I don't know too much about combustion engines, shock horror, but it moves from an Otto cycle to an Atkinson cycle petrol unit, 2.4 litres. Now, let's get to the important stuff, the electric bits. And they've all had a bit of a spit and polish as well, with more power from the inverter, the motor, 15% battery capacity improvement, and a higher rate of discharging the power as well. Altogether, a very nice set of improvements. So you may know that I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with Toyota in the last few months. They were early with electrification. They've sold a bazillion cars with batteries in. And the new Toyota Prius, which my company at work uses for their cars, the cab company we use pretty much all have the new Prius, is just such a well-put-together hybrid. So much respect for Toyota. But recently, they've decided to throw shade at plug-in cars and pure BEVs to advance their own market lead, because there's no doubt Toyota leading with soft hybrids. So come on, Toyota, stop criticizing people who want to plug their cars in. Let's all move forward together without you starting a fight against owners of plug-ins and electric vehicles and those that drive soft hybrids with no plug. However, I do love Toyota for cars like the Auris, which sell like hotcakes. The cars that, like I say, everyday people buy every day. And Geneva showed up the third generation of the Auris, which, fanfare please, won't have a diesel option. Instead, there will be two petrol electric versions. I love you, Toyota. However, no chance of a third option of a pure electric. Man, I hate you, Toyota. Not really. I love you, really. And Audi were at Geneva with their new e-tron. Not so much a concept anymore. More of a prototype these days. How miffed do you think VW and Audi are that the Jaguar I-Pace is now taking orders? And they're not ready yet. Well, journalists in Geneva have been in one, although not driving one, which is what Jag were doing last December, and that was 3 months away from the launch. Does that give you a clue as to how ready the Audi e-tron is? All I can get from Audi today is that the e-tron will start production sometime, they say, before the end of the year. Same as the I-Pace, it's compatible with rapid charges up to 150 kilowatts. Same as the I-Pace, real-world driving 300 miles. And if only idiots like me would stop comparing it to the Jaguar, which, did I mention, you can currently buy. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to spread the word about electric cars. If you can, share this with somebody who might be interested. You can listen to every previous episode of this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, and the blog, evnewsdaily.com. Subscribe for free, get every new episode automatically and first. It would mean a lot if you could take 2 minutes to leave a quick review on iTunes and maybe a review as well. Hey, this is episode 50 since I took a mildly popular Twitter feed and turned it into a mildly popular podcast. So, any feedback, any comments, let me know on Twitter, let me know in the comments section, wherever you're listening to this, even if it's YouTube or whatever, leave a comment, let me know what you think about the podcast, how can we make it better, what would suit you more, longer, shorter, more stories, less of me, and I'll take it on board. It would mean a lot. If you have an Amazon Echo, by the way, download the Alexa skill, just search EV News Daily and add it as a flash briefing. Come and say hi on Twitter at EV News Daily. Please have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow.